From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Retail sales have risen for a seventh straight month, up 0.3% in January. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist with PNC Financial.
It shows that the consumers are alive and well.
Hoffman says the sales gains came despite the winter weather that gripped much of the nation last month.
Maybe won't surprise anyone given the weather. Online buying had a pretty good increase in the month of January, even though it had been strong in December, so no back off there.
Hoffman notes much of the increase in sales, though, came from higher gas prices, and the gain was only half of what analysts had expected. In a separate report out today, the Commerce Department says businesses added to their inventories in December. President Obama is holding a news conference at the White House at this hour. He's defending his proposed federal budget for the next fiscal year. In Yemen, protesters have taken to the streets for a fifth straight day. They're demanding political reforms and the ouster of that country's president. Clashes between security forces and mourners in Bahrain have left one person dead today. The violence came during a funeral procession for a protester killed on Monday. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports protesters have gathered at a central monument in the capital.
At the start of a funeral procession for Ali Abdulhadi Mushaima, a clash with riot police killed another young man. Such deaths, though not uncommon in some Mideast countries, are rare here, and the government quickly regrouped. The police left the funeral area and did not interfere as thousands of demonstrators moved on to a main square in Manama. Some began calling it their Tahrir Square, and a few tents quickly popped up. King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa said he was sorry for the deaths of the protesters and had launched a committee to look into the fatalities. Another funeral for the second demonstrator is scheduled for tomorrow. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Bahrain.
A panel convened by the National Academy of Sciences has concluded that the FBI and Justice Department overstated the certainty of the scientific evidence in their investigation of the anthrax attacks that killed five people a decade ago. But NPR's Joe Palca reports the committee did not say investigators were wrong in concluding that Army researcher Bruce Ivins was responsible for those attacks.
Four letters containing spores of anthrax bacteria were mailed in late 2001. The FBI launched what it calls one of the largest and most complex investigations in the history of law enforcement. In 2007, the agency built a circumstantial case against Ivins, a scientist who worked with anthrax. The case relied on scientific evidence linking the anthrax strain found in Ivins's lab with the one found in the letters. The committee did not say that link was unreasonable, but rather that it wasn't definitive. Ivins took an overdose of medications and died in 2007. The Justice Department closed the case last year. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Stock prices are losing ground on Wall Street. The Dow is down 57 points. The Nasdaq is off 13. This is NPR News from Washington. Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has been ordered to stand trial in April on charges of paying for sex with an underage girl and then trying to cover it up. Berlusconi has dismissed the case against him as a farce. Opposition groups in Italy are calling on him to resign. The commander of the U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet says a new missile developed by China will not change the way the Navy operates in the Pacific. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Beijing the missile is believed to be capable of hitting a powerfully defended moving target, such as an aircraft carrier.
Beijing's new weapon's been dubbed the Carrier Killer. It's believed to be able to hit a powerfully defended moving target like a U.S. aircraft carrier. Analysts say this could change the balance of power in Asia, weakening American power projection in the region. But Vice Admiral Scott Van Buskirk told the AP the U.S. wouldn't change its operations because of this specific technology. He shrugged off the possibility this missile could be a game-changer, saying the U.S. would monitor it and adapt to it. Last month, Defense Secretary Robert Gates admitted concern about the missile and said China had developed a stealth fighter faster than U.S. intelligence had anticipated. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
NASA's Stardust space probe is sending back pictures taken during a close encounter with a comet.
We have 122 images. So we've collected all 72 science images.
Applause at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California, which is managing the mission. But scientists are unsure why the pictures that were taken are not downloading in the order in which they were taken. The spacecraft came within 112 miles of the potato-shaped comet last night, closer than expected. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.